Thank you very much. I would like to present the outreach, awareness raising, and strategic partnership activities that were undertaken by the Secretariat in this biennium. And I would really like to say this, I get to present this, but this is really a team effort. So everyone was involved in this, in the Secretariat team. So in this biennium, we contributed to 26 international and regional meetings and forums of partners, and we prepared 15 press releases, or issued them even, and several of them on different topics. So most of them were on the subject of mine tailing safety, interinstitutional cooperation in the form of the interinstitutional working groups, and also on the subjects of prevention of accidental water pollution and NPDs, then a few on industrial safety of the energy transition 5 PRs, and two of them were on disaster risk reduction, ATEC, and the convention's implementation. I have now here three slides of meetings which the Secretariat attended. For the sake of time, I will not go through them in detail, but this is basically to show to you how much we were engaged in partners' events and how much we contributed to other ongoing activities. For example, in the framework of UNEP, UNEA, we talked about this earlier during the meeting. The Impulse seminar we supported. There was an iCold short course that we attended. So when we talk about contributions, it's presentations and often also participation then. Then OECD was a key partner with whom we engaged through online seminars and the Working Party on Chemical Accidents, the World Resource Forum. We attended also a global nature-based solutions to mine tailings, wastewater seminar, Seveso work we supported. Next slide, please. And also we cooperated with ILO. EFDRR was another session that we, or a session on industrial accidents that we organized in the framework of EFDRR. And we cooperated with UNDP, EIB, and also the Interstate Council on Industrial Safety. And here you have an overview of the 15 press releases that I mentioned earlier. So many of them were on capacity building activities in Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, but some of them also were on the COP28 and our cooperation with the European Union. Same in the year 2024, similar, many capacity building activities were covered in Uzbekistan, Tajikistan. Also the JEC work was covered, so the Joint Expert Group on Water and Industrial Safety in the Bratislava workshop. And yes, and of course now we finish the biennium with PRs on the biggest meeting that we have in the 2 years, and that's the meeting of the Conference of the Parties. And we talked earlier about the publication of the launch of two key publications on risk assessment and on NATEC guidance. This was also a major achievement. Next slide, please. And I want to also not hide that the year is not yet finished for us, so there are still some upcoming partnership activities which we will attend. So the EU TIACS, EIR multi-country flagship workshop on 12th of December. Then there is a meeting of the Kazakh-Uzbek joint working group in the Sudaya River Basin. And of course, we will soon also launch the video. You saw today the sneak preview of the video on safe and secure management of hazardous substances, but further languages will follow. Today you saw the English version, but there will also be in French, Russian, Spanish version, and some Chinese subtitles, as far as I understand. So these are some of the partners that we cooperated with. I'm sure there are others that are missing, so apologies for that. And I'd like to finish the presentation by thanking in particular my colleague Ksenia Nechunayeva for having helped me to prepare this presentation. Thanks a lot.